Day 18, Wednesday, November 9th, Genesis 19. Genesis 19 1-38 NKJV. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night, and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, but we will spend the night in the open square." But he insisted strongly, so they turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally." So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish, only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." So they pressed hard against the man Lot, and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them, and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Then Lot said to them, "Please, no, my lords. Indeed now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there, is it not a little one? And my soul shall live." And he said to him, "See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there." Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, from the Lord, out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. Then Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters were with him, for he was afraid to dwell in Zoar. And he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave. Now the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man on the earth to come into us as is the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father. So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. It happened on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, "Indeed I lay with my father last night, let us make him drink wine tonight also, and you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father." Then they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ami. He is the father of the people of Ammon to this day. Daily deep dive. Verse 2. It was common for men to wrap themselves in cloaks and sleep in street when they didn't know anyone and there wasn't an inn available. JFB. Verse 3. He made unleavened bread. A number of commentators believe this was during the days of unleavened bread, as is also stated by Jewish Rabbi Jarchi. Did God give instruction and were the holy days kept by the faithful few even prior to the events of the Exodus? Verse 8. Lot has two virgin daughters, as well as married daughters. Verse 14. This verse has long been troubling to me and still is. I've heard various ideas and read about the hospitality in Eastern nations with which they say Lot was bound. I still don't understand it or have a good explanation of this section. Here's what the UCG reading program says about this situation. Sodom has clearly been a corrupting influence upon Lot and his family. In order to save his unknown guests, Lot offers to bring his unmarried daughters out to the threatening mob. Of course, it is possible that this was a ploy to give his guests a chance to escape. Nevertheless, even drawing such attention to his daughters put them at grave risk. Either way, it is clear that Lot was not putting his trust in God. Of interest, it may be noticed that Lot apparently had at least two other daughters who were married. Verse 14. Yet being under the authority of their scoffing husbands, they do not escape the city's destruction. As for the utter depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah, as well as the other cities of the plain, it was fully confirmed by the visit of the two angels. When confronted with the phrase Sodom and Gomorrah, most identify their sin as being homosexuality. But that was not their only grievous sin. In Ezekiel 16, God says that their sins included pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness, and neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty, and committed abomination before me, verses 49 to 50. Considering Abraham's example of humility and diligence in care of the visitors he received in Genesis 18, we can see from Ezekiel's condemnation that Sodom and Gomorrah had transgressed the basic boundaries of morality and social custom. Their entire lifestyle was one of self-exaltation and indulgence, indifference to others and social injustice. Consider for a moment our modern societies. Never have we been wealthier, more secure in our daily needs, with so vast an array of leisure options. But, at the same time, we are plagued with poverty, homelessness, corrupt politicians, unjust laws, courts more concerned with procedure and the rights of criminals than with justice, and social systems and customs that violate God's instructions. Surprising as it may sound, even many churches' popular religious practices are nothing more than a recycling of ancient pagan customs God repeatedly condemns in the scriptures. While God desires for mankind to repent, to humbly turn to Him and begin living His way of life, it will be necessary that He come down again in judgment for that to occur on a broad scale. Yet God is slow to anger and abundant in mercy, and for that we should be truly thankful. And, verse 11, God strike the men with blindness, reminding us that God has numerous ways to handle any difficulty. Verse 14, how sad that Lot's sons-in-law and his married daughters did not heed Lot's words. How hard it must have been on Lot, his wife, and his two unmarried daughters to know their family was going to die. They must have been distraught. Verse 16, how loving that the angels took them by the hand and brought them out of the city while they struggled to leave. I think we can place ourselves in their shoes, especially considering they had family remaining behind, and realize how difficult it would be to leave. Verse 17 tells us they were clearly instructed to not look behind. Josephus records the following about this event, Antiquities Jews, Book 1, Chapter 11. But Lot's wife continually turning back to view the city as she went from it, and being too nicely inquisitive what would become of it, although God had forbidden her so to do, was changed into a pillar of salt, for I have seen it, and it remains at this day. At the end of this chapter, we come to events recorded in verses 30 through 38. This seems strange to us, but after reading the event recorded by Josephus, it helped me understand why these two young ladies thought this was their only option. It of course wasn't. Josephus wrote, but his daughters, thinking that all mankind were destroyed, approached to their father, though taking care not to be perceived. This they did, that humankind might not utterly fail, and they bare sons. The son of the elder was named Moab, which denotes one derived from his father. The younger bare Ammon, which name denotes one derived from a kinsman, the former of whom was the father of the Moabites, which is even still a great nation. The latter was the father of the Ammonites, and both of them are inhabitants of Celesyria. And such was the departure of Lot from among the Sodomites. End.